Now will you notice what he says? The purpose is to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtly to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. Now let's not pass over that hurriedly, because in this section here, there are 10 words that are used that seem to be synonymous. And there, of course, is a relation, but they're not the same words. I'd like to take each one of these words and put it under the microscope and look at it. And we'll find out that they're just not merely synonyms, and they are not given to us in order to pile up a very impressive beginning. Every word of God is pure, we're told. So let's look at some of these. The first one, to know wisdom. Now, what does he mean by wisdom? Well, as we've said time and time again, wisdom in Scripture, and this particular word here, it means the ability to use knowledge aright. And it occurs in this book alone 37 times. And it means to use knowledge aright. That's wisdom. A great many people, great many brilliant folk today, they have the knowledge, but they don't seem to have wisdom. They don't seem to be able to use it aright. Now, let me add something else here. Wisdom in the Old Testament for the believer today means Jesus Christ. We are told in 1 Corinthians, the very first chapter, in verse 30, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption." And wisdom is number one. Christ is the wisdom for the believer today. And we need to know wisdom. And to know wisdom is to know Jesus Christ. Paul said that was the ambition, that I might know him. That was the ambition of the life of Paul the Apostle. Oh, that that might be the thing that would grip your soul and my soul today. Oh, how we need it. I need it. You need it, I'm sure. The wisdom here, therefore, is Christ, and it is the ability to use knowledge aright. You know, to know Christ is not to play the fool, it's to be a wise man. And I saw a bumper sticker the other day. It says, "Wise men are still coming to him." Well, you may not be smart when you come to him, but when you know him, you have wisdom. Now, the second word here is instruction. To know wisdom and instruction. Now, what is the word instruction? Well, it occurs here 26 times in Proverbs. And the very interesting thing is that sometimes this same Hebrew word is translated by the word chasten. And that's interesting. Let me just take one example of this. Over in the 24th verse of the 13th chapter, will you notice this? "He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes." Now, to chasten here actually means to give instruction. And therefore, this word instruction means you teach by discipline. Oh, that is something that's been lost sight of today. Now, if you want to know how out of kilter and out of step with the Word of God our contemporary society is today, we are told that the reason we put men in prison, it is to discipline them and to get them straightened out. May I say to you, that never was the purpose in the Word of God for dealing with criminals. The purpose is punishment, judgment. No other reason was ever given. Now, when you're dealing with a son, why, you are to discipline him because that's part of his instruction. You're to chasten him. And what does that mean? You are to teach him by disciplining him and not to punish him. And today we say the child should be punished. No, that's not the purpose. Why do you turn a little Willie across your knee and paddle him? And I hope you do. Why do you paddle him? To punish him? No. To teach him by discipline. You see, we got the thing all mixed up today. And I think we need to get back to God's purpose, you see. God says that instruction is to teach by discipline. And by the way, I guess now that I'm retired, I'm an authority on about everything. So I'm an authority now on the school system. And may I say this? I believe that today they are teaching and they are talking about the new methods of teaching. How about the old method of teaching by discipline? That's absolutely out today in the schools. And I think the Board of Education should be applied to the seat of knowledge. I think that that's desperately needed. It's needed in the home today. Man was asked, a father said, do you strike your children? Well, he says, only in self-defense. And it's come now that you bring up your parents the way that they should be brought up. And you discipline your parents today. I heard recently of a young man that went in and gave his mother and father a lecture on how they should be. And you know that he was then under a court order. He was under arrest and out on bail. And yet he's giving them a lesson. Well, I think maybe the parents needed a lesson, but he wasn't the one to give the lesson, of course. You see, to teach by discipline, that's instruction. And our Heavenly Father, our God, you know, he's good at teaching that way. I think most I've learned was when he took me to the woodshed, and those lessons were very impressive. Now, we have another one here, to perceive the words of understanding. Now, understanding, well, it means intelligence. And we have another word today, discernment. We need to recognize that God expects us to use our intelligence. He expects us to use a great deal of sanctified common sense. These are wonderful words, you see.